This video is about dehumanization, which is a term that we are hearing a lot more often lately, but I feel like the context of why it's so important is missing. So I'm going to try to supply some. We'll see how this goes. Every time there's a massive shift in society from one paradigm to another paradigm, the image of who we are as beings who exist on this earth changes. There's a shift in consciousness that goes with that, from one belief system about the image of who we are to another belief system about the image of who we are in relation to our environment and each other. One of the reasons we talk about the American Revolution so much on this channel is because it marks a huge shift in consciousness. And not just here in America, but the principles of enlightenment spread. It cannot be understated that the concepts that were laid out and fought over during the American Revolution changed the entire world. We're living through another massive period of change right now. But there's a couple problems with what's going on right now that I just don't understand if people realize, because these words are just thrown around so much that they start to become kind of meaningless. They start to just go into one side of people's heads and out the other without much thought in between as to what that actually means in a practical way. So what do I mean by a consciousness shift that led to the image being changed? Before the war and the decades leading up to the war, the people in the colonies thought of themselves as royal subjects. They were loyal, dutiful, royal subjects to the British crown. After the revolution, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, all of that, their relationship to the government as citizens was fundamentally altered. Government was completely redefined, and despite some people making what I think are really bad jokes and poor taste, we haven't gone back to that, to a monarchy system. We are no longer subjects of a crown system where our belief is there's a person who wears a crown and we call him a king. That whole image was shattered and we shifted to something else. And you had people breaking from tradition that had been going on for hundreds of years to be able to think that way. That's the consciousness shift aspect. People becoming political for the first time in the lead up in the decades leading up to the American Revolution. Women, for example, became political. They were participating in political actions. They were organizing boycotts. They were referring to themselves as female patriots. This was not a thing before that time period. That's a consciousness shift and an image change in the way they see themselves in relation to society. The men in the colonies, who were called the lower sorts before. They were seen as very low in the unofficial caste system of the colonies. The mechanics, the people who made things, cobblers, printers, etc., right? They started arranging themselves after this time period into groups, much like the guilds in the City of London. They were pulling up sometimes ancient symbols, and they were marching through the streets. This was a whole shift in consciousness, and that attitude, by the way, all of those attitudes, but especially that last one, those shifts in consciousness, those new levels of consciousness, those new ways of seeing themselves in relation to society, helped them fit really well into the unfolding paradigm of the Industrial Revolution and what would be necessary to build out what became the United States of America, which was mostly frontier wilderness in the Wild West. See how that works? So that consciousness shift and change in the image of who they were in relation to society enabled them to go forward into the future, what became the future, the Industrial Revolution and the building out of the United States. Well, what I mean when I say dehumanization is literally the image of you as a human being and what that means in terms of your unique individual consciousness that enables you to contribute something to this reality that is unique and special only to you. that can't just be replicated by a robot or some algorithms. What's really disturbing to me lately is when you see all the art that AI is producing, right? And they have these videos of robots making sculptures now, saying that AI is going to make all the movies. And so instead of the robots and the AI replacing the jobs no one wanted, they're replacing all the creative jobs that are the things that people wish they were doing instead of the jobs that no one wanted, you know? And when you go into threads where people are arguing about this and saying it's so good because it doesn't really matter if it's AI generating the art or a human making it, there's no difference. When you follow those arguments out to their logical conclusion, what you end up with is people who say, basically, you are not special because you're human. You're not special. You're basically just an algorithm in a meat suit or something. That's what these people think. Ultimately, when taken out to its logical conclusion, that's where you end up. You end up with people who say that, you know, you're basically just doing what AI is doing. It just takes you longer. There's nothing special about you. It's the image of you being human and that humanity being special or different, you having a soul, you being unique, you by virtue of your unique existence on this earth and all the things you've experienced, reaching inside yourself and pulling out something that only you as an individual can contribute to this world. No one else can see it through your eyes. No one else can experience that thing that you're making and sharing with others. It's not possible because there's only one you. And it's like they're trying to replace that with, no, you're nothing special. You're just the animal in a meat suit walking around that can be replaced by a robot with an algorithm. We'll just upload that. We'll just upload. We don't understand fully consciousness or how any of it works, but we'll just go ahead and take that. We'll upload that and, that's just you repeating every word into a computer and then it'll think like you and or something, you know, like it'll experience like you experience, which is just not true. It's just not the case at all. While at the same time, they're trying to raise up the belief system that these AI can do all of that when it can't. I think it's complete bunk. Artists are tapping into something that I don't think machines just taking a bunch of stuff that they've been fed and programmed and just jamming it all together can really replicate. Artists have a lifetime of experiences and they are reaching inside of themselves through the perceptions of those experiences and memories and feelings and thoughts, all of that stuff. And they are bringing something out to share that with everyone that's connected to all of those things that were only possible through that person or a group of people that get together. It's just not the same as going to a keyboard and typing in a text prompt and then having an algorithm just regurgitate something. It's just not the same at all. It's not even remotely at all just going, blah, 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 make me look like a Ghibli character, blah. Like, that's not art. I'm sorry. Like, what it produces is a picture, but it's not art. The difference is the way they tell you chicken nuggets get made, where they like make this, you know, mechanically processed slop and then they form it into a shape and then they batter it and stuff in some factory versus your grandmother who has a lifetime of love for you and also cooking prowess and goes into the kitchen with her bare hands and actually sits there and makes something. You know the difference. There's a difference between shoving something in your mouth so you don't starve to death and actually being nourished. But the arguments that are being made are dehumanizing because they're saying you're really just nothing special at all. We can just replace you with a robot. We can just replace you with an algorithm. We're going to pretend like algorithms think, even though that's not what's happening at all, not even a little bit. And they're literally just bound by whatever programmer programmed them to do, whatever it programmed them to do, and whatever those people's biases are, because we just can't get away from that. It's not even possible at all, ever, because it's really just an algorithm that's putting together patterns from other things. But they're trying to make you think that's all you are as well, and that you're not a feeling, emoting being that can connect with other feeling, emoting beings in ways that we don't even talk about and that science pretends not to even remotely begin to understand. Not just, you know, you walking around in a meat suit and you can just be replaced by an algorithm. It's this idea, though, that we aren't human, we're not special. And what are you really left with if the system tries to remove that image? You're left with the idea of yourself as what, a Westworld robot? Maybe not literally, but just some being to be programmed by a system. If they take away that image, that's what you end up with. And it doesn't bode well for whatever this future is. That's the thing. Right now we have two overarching images that are emerging of this future. One of them comes out of the World Economic Forum, which has turned into a meme essentially at this point. Basically, it's you own nothing, you live in a pod, you eat bugs, or whatever, with a VR helmet on or something, while the terms and conditions feast upon your very being. And they put out articles about how, you know, your life doesn't have to even be meaningful. You don't actually have to be happy or anything. I mean, it's a terrible image, and I've talked about it a lot because it comes straight out of central casting. It seems like a bad dystopia screenplay.
Ursula von der Leyen. Madam President, you have been a friend.
And the other one seems to be the idea that we're going to become multi-planetary spacefaring civilization, but we still have to dehumanize ourselves because we have to symbiotically merge ourselves with the artificial intelligence so that it doesn't squash us like bugs. So it's two different types of dehumanization moving in opposite directions. But either way, you being a human and that being special in any kind of unique way, your individualism and what makes you special as a human, concepts like a soul or anything like that.
You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will.
Just going to throw all that just right out the window for whatever future is chosen for the new image of whatever that's about to be. It's not appealing. The dehumanization aspect is 0% appealing. And I don't know why that would appeal to anyone. It's not cool. There's nothing really, it's not like, ooh, cyberpunk dystopia is so cool. Not really, though. If it's all dehumanizing, you know, they go out of their way spending billions of dollars because we're going to search the ends of the universe for like a scrap of life anywhere. But we don't even understand really our own lives now, here, that we're living. All kinds of stuff has been twisted up in our heads and kept from us, and science has been turned into like this bastardized joke, and we see a tiny sliver of the visible spectrum, teensy teensy, little itty bitty, tiny. It's so tiny by comparison to the massive whole entire thing, and we're acting like we just know everything about that and we can just replace ourselves with algorithms now. I mean, this is so stupid. I'm sorry. Like, it makes no sense. It really doesn't. We haven't even begun to understand ourselves, not even a little bit, in terms of what this reality is and how ways in which we interact within it. And a lot of that stuff has been obscured and occulted. And art is one of the ways in which we learn how to understand ourselves. So replacing that entire journey with a couple clicks at the mouse because you typed some text is to overlook an entire process of self-discovery towards finding out what you really are, going inside yourself and figuring all that stuff out. I mean, that's massive. We don't even understand what dreams fully are. They just throw some stuff out there, but we don't really know. We don't know so much about how our own minds work. And there's probably so much more we're capable of that has been kept from us at this point for various reasons, control being number one on that list. And before we get to a point of really getting to fully realize or know or understand or even try to fully realize, know or understand what that is, we're just going to dehumanize ourselves completely and say, we're just basically complicated algorithms in a meat suit or whatever. While at the same time, they're trying to act like ChatGPT might have feelings. while they're discrediting our feelings as mattering at all. It makes no sense, okay? It's absurd. It's ridiculous. And I think the whole reason I'm just pointing this out is that whatever future we're going into, if that future requires us to be totally dehumanized, then it doesn't sound like a very good future. I'm sorry. Rejection. I reject both outright. There's got to be a third thing that's not this, okay? Where we have to take the image of ourselves as human beings and that mattering. And by the way, they've been working on it for decades, taking us down a peg. They've been working on it for a long time. Started with Darwin in the modern era when they really separated. They're like, you're not made in God's image. You're a monkey. You're just evolved from a monkey. We're just floating around on a dead rock in space and nothing fucking matters. And when they did that, that's when they really started to attack that idea. And it really has been a downhill slide from there to the now you're just a clump of cells and whatever. I mean, you know, as much as they can, right? Dehumanize as much as they can. And then say, well, art doesn't even matter. Let's just have some algorithms do it. And with the dehumanization, there's also been this systematic destruction of empathy. It's just being completely, I mean, by the time you have the official White House account sending out ChatGPT generated Ghibli art of ICE arresting crying people, I mean, it's become such a mockery of everything that even remotely matters. Society has become a full-on mockery, and I just don't know why people are lining up to be desecrated by it. It's like instead of trying to understand what a human being is and what a human being is actually capable of, they're just going to try and replace it with a cheap ersatz copy.
Ding-a-ling Shoe Shine gives you the brightest shine you've ever seen.
And I don't know why it's not soundly being rejected by us all. I think it's a travesty. And the hubris that surrounds that of pretending to understand things that people obviously do not know anything about is, it's always the downfall. That hubris is always the downfall. And it will be again, if that's the plan. This isn't going to succeed. It's not even following the proper formula. It's as if it's being done purposefully to fail. I just think people need to realize that they're trying to shift the image. Everyone focused on the term the Great Reset and just, but it didn't really strike people like exactly what is it they're trying to talk about with that. And a lot of it has to do with changing how we see ourselves in relation to this reality, but in a way that will make us even less human and even more programmable. Terrible idea. I vote no. I don't just vote no. I reject it entirely. I 100% reject this and will not be participating in it. I refuse to see myself as an algorithm in a meat suit or whatever stupid, ridiculous nonsense they're about to push. But that's the thing. The future depends on people believing this. They need at least a critical mass of people to believe it. It won't work if people don't believe it. So they need to get at least a critical mass of people to buy in and take that perception on into their minds so they can then project that out as their perceptional realities in mass. That's what they need, or it will fail. This is why you have so much censorship and control of the narrative. They have to crack down and try to control those things so that they can try to force people onto the belief track.
If this narrative of care for the next generation fails, this narrative of care, we risk depending into self-serving and short-sighted behaviors that undermine collective progress.
This has been done different ways throughout history. I mean, the Spanish Inquisition is one notable way in which they tried to do this in the past.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition!
And now we're in a new, supposedly more humanistic era of technology and progress, so instead they're going to do it in this digital way. But it's the same idea, trying to force us all into this new image and get us to take that on and believe it and put faith into it and trust into it, because that's how everything runs. It all runs on belief and trust. That's why you just got done seeing all of the trust in every major institution get tanked in the last 5 years in a very specific, systematic way globally.
Up to now, I kept thinking that everything science did was good. My training, I suppose. Now I'm not so sure.
You saw that because you need to do that before you can shift everybody to like the new thing. That's why that's being done. There's lots of different arguments for the insane immigration policies, which have been referred to as an experiment.
This happened by design, not accident. Policies were reformed deliberately to liberalize immigration. Brexit was used for that purpose, to turn Britain into a one-nation experiment in open borders.
But one of the side effects is to take very entrenched cultures and smash them together to try and force both cultures to lose their cultural programming. That's another aspect of this dehumanization. Same goes with all the identity politics fighting that's been happening and trying to delete words from the vernacular, like we're going to delete the concept of a woman, we're going to delete masculinity, we're going to delete a bunch of concepts. I mean, all of these things that you have seen, if you think about what I'm saying in this video.
The political oppression of autocratic governments. Governments that deal swiftly and ruthlessly with those who dare to champion political liberty and freedom of expression.
This is a theory that puts all of these things together as to why all of that is actually happening in the background. Like, what is the real reason for all of this? It's to take us out of a reality that we are in and put us into a new reality where we have a new consciousness, a new image. That is the purpose of all of this stuff. If it's not the purpose of all of it, it's definitely the side effect. So either way, you end up at the same outcome. And that's what I'm talking about. But why go get on? It's like getting off of one Titanic to get on just a new high-tech, like, spaceship Titanic, though. Why would we do that? If the requirement is to dehumanize yourself so you could see yourself as something else, but the something else you see yourself as is basically a programmable Westworld robot that's so worthless it could be replaced by literal hardware or an algorithm, what is the point? You're not saving anything. That's not consciousness expansion. That's not expanding anything. That's actually just desecrating the last scraps of humanity and then just ending everything. I mean, you might as well have, you know, go the way of the dinosaurs or whatever, right? So what is even the point? What would even be the point? And while they've got everybody arguing with each other over all these little details about each other, if you go all the way down to the base of who we are, the very last base image that we all share in common is that we are human beings. We're human. All those other details we might not have in common, but the one detail we do all have in common, every single one of us, every single one of you listening to me, is that you're human. Humanity is linked to many interconnected concepts. Inherent rights being one of those concepts that's very important. And there's people out there who are trying very hard right now to get AI to have the same rights as you. But it's really just about you not having rights and you not being human anymore. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be told what I'm going to be by people who have ulterior motives for telling me what that is, that are probably not in my best interest at all. If you're not human, then it doesn't matter if we engineer you into something else, because it doesn't matter, because your humanity is not sacred or important, and pretty soon they're going to try and take that concept away from you altogether.
Humans are now hackable animals.
This is the reason they keep bringing out that Yuval Harari guy or whatever his name is, that dude.
We can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings and other organisms.
They keep bringing him out because he says all this stuff about how you're not going to be human anymore. They're going to own you and own your data and own your life.
You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will. Nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over.
He's coming out speaking the language of control for the controllers that want to control. I mean, that's why they keep giving him a podium to speak. That's why they want you to believe him. You don't have to believe him. You don't have to. Just saying, there's no laws that say you do. There's no reality in which you must. And unless they're going to start tea and cake or deathing people.
Is that what it would be? Tea and cake or death? Tea and cake or death?
In some Inquisition-style situation right now, there's no reason why we are required to believe them.
Two statements concerning this chair. First, I know it will hold me up. Second, well, I believe it will hold me up. Which statement is correct? The first. I know that chair will hold me up because it's a good, strong chair. We wouldn't have it here in the laboratory if it weren't, but I don't believe it. Now I'm believing in the chair. I'm trusting myself to it. If a doctor should tell you that you have cancer and that if he doesn't operate, you're doomed to die, how do you believe in him? By agreeing with his diagnosis? No. You truly believe in the doctor when you let him operate, when you submit yourself to him.
But it's just the idea that that is the image that we're being given. It feels more contrived. Doesn't make me want to go into that timeline. Except for this somehow feels even more fake. Whatever that future is that they're trying to put out. That's a crap image, and it's a suck world, and it sounds like every dystopia I've pretty much ever, any science fiction, like the bad ones, you know, it sounds like that's the bad ones. They always have to dehumanize people to get them to go live in whatever that is. Because that's how it works. It's too ridiculous to take seriously, you know, all of these cognitively dissident chunks that keep getting thrown at us. It's just too silly. I refuse to take that bag of absurdity on as a reality. So I think we can go to places that are absolutely incredible and amazing. And I don't think it requires any of this nonsense. And I think that's one of the biggest secrets that's being kept from everyone.
Oh, you're too late. There's really nothing left to explore.
Instead of doing that, we're just going to say, let's all just be robots and go live in the, you know, super dystopia where we take all the dystopia and we put it into a blender and we mix it all together and then turn that into some like AI slop screenplay we can all go live in. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going to do it. John Adams had a quote forgotten by historians. They don't talk about it ever. But the revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the hearts and minds of the people. This radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution. In your mind first. Everything that happens, happens there first.
still don't understand the play.
Wait till they do the alien disclosure where the disclosure is you're the alien. Wait till that happens, because I bet that's coming. Because then you're not human, right? You're an alien.
I don't play him as an alien, actually. I play him as a metaphor. That's my interpretation.
Metaphor for what?
I don't know yet. We don't pin it down.